Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which I wish I could scream from the rooftops for everyone to try for multiple reasons. We're all going to hit a crossroads in our life, and we're not going to know what path to take. That's just life. And you can talk to your friends, you can talk to your family, you can talk to your partner, but oftentimes it's good to talk to someone who has an objective view of the situation and has the tools to give you the tools to make the right decisions for yourself. And you have no excuse because it's all online. And they're going to match you with the licensed therapist that works for you. And guess what? If you don't like the therapist, you can just switch instantly for free. It's incredible. Let therapy be your roadmap with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Pia today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Pia. All right, my darlings. How is everyone? I'm going to do a little Q&A here. I'm going to answer your questions. You're probably going to hear Chi-Chi snoring in the background. My mom is downstairs watching YouTube on the TV, which she just discovered. I walked down there just now. She's in her PJs and a robe, and she's watching The 8 Habits of Happy Japanese People. Like, what? And I was like, what are you watching? She's like, The 8 Habits of Happy Japanese People. And I think she was like taking notes on her phone. Fucking adorable. Okay. I'm going to dive right in. Are you thinking about painting the cabinets? Yes, I am. I've been thinking about painting the cabinets since the day they were painted pink. And the painters left. And I walked into the kitchen. And one of our good friends that I grew up with, Matt Rising, was with me, who is the nicest person in the world and has never said any, I've sat with him and I've been like, say something bad, like say something negative, say you don't like that kind of food, say that person annoys you, and he just can't. It's like not in his, it's not anywhere in the makeup of his body to ever say anything bad. And he was like, this is the wrong color. And he said, fuck, I know. What I think I've settled on is not green. I think that I've settled on either, excuse me, it's very late at night. Pardon me. Is either a dark, like gray blue or a light color. My girlfriend sent me photos of her kitchen the other day and she has the same marble countertops and she sent me a color. The problem is like, that, yeah, we have like the Carrara marble, which is like very black, white, and gray. The kitchen does not get any natural light. So I either have to go really light or we just lean into it being dark. I don't fucking know. You guys, I don't have a decorator. So I basically just like ask all my friends who are decorators, like, or they'll chime in because they're like lovely people and want to help. And everyone has a completely different fucking opinion. And I don't know, like, and that'll go into like my next question, which is how do you juggle so many important tasks and stay calm? Like, I don't have the bandwidth for lots of things. Like, I don't have the bandwidth for like figuring out a cabinet color because I'm fucking busy. So the way I get things done is just by writing lists. I'm a little behind on everything. Everything is starting to happen. There are a lot of things in motion and everything's just nuts. Like, I think like, cause I'll be in the middle of doing something and then like Davide will call me and be like, oh, I need like insurance for the store, but I'm with a customer. Like, can you call the insurance person back? Like, you know, there's just, we don't have assistants. Like, he just hired someone from the store, which we've been trying to manifest for like 6 months. I had that on my like manifestation list to find someone great that can work at the store with him because, you know, it's, he has been doing everything by himself and it's really time to expand. And so a lot of kids like don't really want, it's a specific job because like a lot of people don't want to work retail and then whatever, that's a whole other fucking thing. So I have to get very serious every morning about my list. I used to have really serious boundaries about not working after dinner, and I'm very good about that. But, you know, it's 10 p.m. right now and I'm recording this and that's totally fine because it's as easy and lovely and I'm lucky to be able to do this for work, and I wouldn't be falling asleep right now anyway. I'd be reading my book or looking at fucking TikTok. So I just have to be, here's what I have to be. I have to be calm a lot. I have to practice ease in my day-to-day life because I don't want to be somebody who is juggling a lot of things with chaos, because that's not good for my cortisol levels. It's not good for my stress levels, which is cortisol levels. It's not good for my brain. It's not good for the people who I interact with. That's not the energy that I want to bring to them. And I'm very aware of that. You know, I want to be very responsible for the energy that I bring to a space, into my emails, into everything. So, you know, we now have kind of like gathered a team for Barancini in terms of like people who are going to help us with like planning and next steps. And one of those people are going to make a calendar. So I like, if you tell me when you need things by, I get them done. So LPA, I operate on the same calendar. It's like all the other people who have brands with Revolve, which is great. And that's like a tried and true working calendar that we love. So every day I'm on all the emails, obviously, and putting together my inspo and checking in on fit and planning photo shoots and planning activations. And every day I'm gifting and every day we're going over what the social should be, da, 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 da. But in terms of like design, those meetings are very, it's like the calendar for that is really great. So it's, I think it's like, you know, 3 days out of the month, I go into the office and the entire team is there and we bang out everything. We like agree on everything. It all goes in the line guide. If something changes in the line guide, I get pinged on there. I'm like constantly looking at the line guide. Like, you know, we'll design something and then I'll be like, oh, like I'll think about it. And then like 2 weeks later, I'll be like, wait a second, like, we have a top and a skirt and a dress. So like, you're not going to buy the top and the skirt because you're going to buy the dress and no one's going to buy the top and the skirt separately. Like, they're all going to cannibalize each other. And then I'll be like, we should change it, you know? And those are things that like, you know, we work on with the buyers. I have a great team. You know, I've been doing that for 7 years. So that's really great. And then I have one person that works with me personally. She only does my social media stuff and she helps me with all my paid stuff and all my content for that, just to make sure that I'm doing everything correctly. Like, you know, I have a manager and my manager's like her talent wrangler, basically, like who texts me all day long to make sure that I'm on top of things. So I have like that team. Then I have like a full team for my website and all my affiliate stuff. And those teams cross over often, obviously, because we do like a lot of planning and like all the data from affiliate gets used for my partnerships, vice versa. I have a lawyer who I touch base with all the time who helps me map out, like constantly on the phone with my lawyer. I love her. She's like a very good person who helps me. I'll like ping her and be like, so-and-so wants to add this to a contract, or so-and-so wants to do this. Like, and we like talk through those things and what they mean from like a legal standpoint. I talk to her all the time. And then I have PR, and my PR company and I, we have a weekly touch base. So basically like what these things all do is like all these teams essentially, like not essentially, but all these teams like work together. PR helps me a lot. This is a new thing I've never had. PR helps me a lot because they help us, and they do Giaia, Baroncini, LPA, and any like personal stuff. So anything that we do, they amplify it. So it's like, oh, Davide's going to launch this collection, where for years he's been launching it by himself, just like on a random Tuesday. They'll be like, yeah, we need to like send it to the editors. We need to do this. We need to make sure, you know, really like making sure that it's going as far and wide as possible. Same thing with like, you know, we're already planning our holiday events. Like we're going to do like an LPA event, like with Baroncini. We'll do it here. Want to make sure that like that gets the right press around it, or like the, it's like, there's a lot. I mean, I'm skimming the surface of like these very deep, like long conversations, but they're having, and by the way, this is all, you know, this is all new. I've had my manager for a couple of years. I've had Marielle, who works with me, for 1 year. PR is only a few months, but I've worked with, I've known them for like a really long time, and they used to just like help me and give me advice. And then, you know, my website has been exactly a year, and I work with that team really closely on with SMTM, which by the way is like an amazing affiliate that you all should be working with if you are interested in that. And that's also like a business that I help consult on. So these are all things that are like very meaningful to me, and I have a lot of people depending on me, but then I have a lot of people now after doing all this stuff for a decade that help me. I don't have a personal assistant, but you know, it does get really hard working from home all day long because my mom is always here. Carmela is here. She's with the nanny, obviously, but like if she's eating lunch 5 feet away from me, I'm obviously getting up and talking to her and playing with, it just gets, I need like my own space to go to, but also like boxes get delivered here and then we shoot things here. And so I don't need like an office, and it would be odd for me to like spend money to go to a place by myself. Yeah, I'm just not going to do that. I like made an office for myself, and then it turned into fucking storage. So that's a long, annoying rant. But through all these things, I have to stay very calm, and I'm on text message with everyone. My email is my to-do list. So I only subscribe to like 3 newsletters that I'm obsessed with, and I check those. But outside of that, I do not like subscribe to any newsletters or anything, because I need to know that the number of emails I have in my inbox are real. That's a real number, and all of those things need to be answered. And that's really helpful, actually. So like I might set up a secondary like fun email to subscribe to a bunch of stuff and have that be, but I don't really have the bandwidth for that at the moment. It's nice to subscribe to things and see what people are doing, but for the most part, like I need to get that shit like out of my ether. Big time. Element is a tasty electrolyte drink mix that I am code red addicted to. I bring it with me everywhere because it's everything you need and nothing you don't. And we all know that we need to replenish our electrolytes, but the biggest problem with a lot of electrolyte mixes is that they're full of sugar. But Element is not. And they also have the perfect science-backed electrolyte ratio, which is 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium, without the junk, no coloring, no nothing. Element was formulated to help anyone with their electrolyte needs because it comes in a perfect little packet. You can bring it with you anywhere. You can take it if you're keto, low carb, paleo, whatever. And electrolytes are incredibly important. They facilitate hundreds of functions in the body, including the conduction of nerve impulses, hormonal regulation, nutrient absorption, and fluid balance. And by the way, you lose electrolytes doing anything. If you're like me, you want to have a couple glasses of wine, then working out, excessive, you lose electrolytes constantly, and they need to be replenished. So that's why we love Element. My favorite flavor is watermelon. I get them delivered here so often, and when my cousins come over, they steal them from me. And I also love it because it makes me drink copious amounts of water because I'm just addicted to the taste. Right now, Element is offering my listeners a free sample pack with any purchase. So that's 8 single serving packets free with any Element order. It's a great way to try all 8 flavors or share Element with a salty friend. Get yours at drinkelement.com/Pia. Element is spelled, by the way, L-M-N-T. The deal is only available through my link, so you must go to drinkelement.com/Pia. You guys have heard me talk about Parallel for many years now because it's a huge part of my life. I started taking the Mom Multi the day that I gave birth to Carmella. I brought the packets with me to the hospital. And I trust them so much because Parallel is really the first and only OBGYN-founded vitamin that offers targeted vitamin routines for each unique stage of a woman's hormonal life. They also meticulously formulate all of these products with an incredible founding team of world-class doctors, like I said, including OBGYNs, but also maternal fetal medicine doctors and endocrinologists. And they work with functional medicine doctors, nutritionists, and doulas. So it's really one of the first products I've ever encountered that both Western and Eastern medicine practitioners agree on. Obviously, I took the Mom Multipack for almost 2 years until I transitioned over to the conception pack, because you can take that like 6 months to a year before you start trying. Davide takes the men's multi because fertility truly is 50-50. And unless I give him a little packet to take, he's never going to take his vitamins. I also don't go a day without the PCOS support. I travel with it. It's in my car. It's in my bag. It has alleviated my PCOS symptoms in a way that is just incredible. It's indescribable, truly. And this is why I love Parallel so much, because these formulations have every single thing you need in the exact dose, which if you were like me and trying to do all those things separately, it would be really expensive. It would be really confusing. They just do all the hard work for you. All Parallel packs are under $50 a month when you subscribe, so it's less than $2 a day. And like I said, if you were to source everything separately, like I did before, it would be like over $100 a month for sure. Exclusively for Everything is the Best listeners, Parallel is offering 15% off your first 3 months of Parallel with code BEST15. So head to parallel.co, that's P-E-R-E-L-E-L.co. You can cancel anytime with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Hold on. What was the other one? There was another good question in here. Different workouts depending on the phase of your cycle. Yeah, definitely. But sometimes I'll even do the same workout, but I'll just like adjust it. So I, like if I go to Hot 8 and I'm doing like a sculpt class, instead of doing the cardio, I will definitely not. Like I will either lay down and catch my breath and make sure that I'm remaining cool and calm, or I'll do squats the whole time, or I'll do like more arm stuff. It's all about like, you know, the week leading up to my period and the week of my period. Very cool and calm. I don't overdo it on those classes. You know, like my other 2 weeks, maybe I'll go hard and I'll be sore and I'll do the sculpt in a bar class like 2 days in a row, or maybe like 3 days in a row, which is, but that still just feels like a lot, you know? So, you know, those are classes. Like what's nice about going into like doing a hard workout in a yoga space is that you're very much encouraged to take everything at your own pace. It's like a zero judgment zone. So if I decide I need to break or go outside or do Shavasana or do my own thing, I feel safe to do so. But I just use the MyFlow app and it lets me know all the phases that I'm in. And there's a lot of suggestions in there. And I've been doing a lot of walking. I need to find a Pilates place. That would be my dream. Would be like a little Pilates moment. How are you? I'm good. Thank you for asking. I'm actually really good. I'm very happy. I'm very thankful for everything that I'm working on. I love this house and my mommy and my baby and my husband, my doggies. I'm really thankful that I get to work and do what I love for a living. I feel like I'm one of the luckiest girls in the world. Any tips for planning a wedding? So, and it says a wedding like yours. I'll say what was specific to our wedding. And I'm not saying that you need to do every wedding at your house. Whatever like you as a couple, whatever you're like synonymous with is what your wedding should be. But that's just my, but then I've also been to weddings that were like destination and had like nothing to do with the couple, or still fun. But I do think that if you want, I'm going to go down the lane of like, well, our wedding was like very personal. You know, sometimes you go to like an amazing wedding and obviously they're all really personal, but it'll be like a big dinner and a big event and like big dancing. Like my wedding didn't, I wanted to have like a rager. Everyone was kind of like emotionally exhausted by the end of the night of our wedding. And like not a lot of people stayed very late. And that I felt like everyone was like leaving my birthday party. And that was like a little bit of a bummer. So if you definitely want like an all night rager, like our wedding wasn't, our wedding was a dinner party at our home. We had beautiful, long family style sit down dinner. I always encourage family style. Always. The individual plates are hard. It's expensive. Someone's food is going to be cold. Family style is easy on the kitchen. It's easy on your budget. It's easy on the table. It's interactive. The bowls that you use are really beautiful. I like seeing large displays. Like I love seeing like a big salad. We just like salad and pasta and it was all like handed around and that was really great. What was really helpful about my wedding that my wedding planner, Melissa, said is like, you kind of have to change. You kind of have to like guide people. People get like almost bored. And so you need to like switch them. So, you know, people arrived at the front of our house. They were able to like grab a cocktail. We had this cute truck that was shaped like a lemon from this cute couple that does it in Los Olivos. And like all the proceeds go to fund their child who has like physical ailments, and that was really meaningful. And we like ran into them like 6 months before the wedding, like, you know, at like a, like in Los Olivos, and I was like, you should be at our wedding. And so that was like a cute little moment when you got there, right? And then you walked into the backyard, everybody stood around the pool. I walked out from the balcony, super quick ceremony. Then we only took 20 minutes to do our photos, maybe 30 maximum. I was like, I just want to get photos of us that are candid all night long. What I do kind of regret is not doing any family photos, but my family was also, you know, like, I don't know, it's hard to like wrangle everybody. And like, I wish I had more photos with my siblings and my sister-in-laws for sure. And my nieces and nephews, because there's a lot of them, but I have like great moments of them all together. But we did a really quick, like took off in our car, went to a cute bridge that I love by our house, and then came right back. And we've like great photos of us hugging everybody all night long. And then, so while we took like our quick photos, everyone was doing cocktail hour. Then we moved to the driveway, which is we had set up as with these long tables for dinner. My mom gave like a quick, like, want to welcome you all. We're so thankful that you're here. We're not doing any speeches during dinner. So please enjoy this meal because it's really special. Like, we want you to like enjoy your food. So we really ate, which is like not super common at a wedding. And because we had Evan Funky do the food, because he's a really good friend of ours, I thought it was important for like the food to be like a focus of the meal and not like speeches happening in between. And then we moved everyone back to the front of the house where cocktail hour was, and we had the cake was set up. And so we did like three speeches. I think there was four speeches, four speeches. Everybody stood around, then we cut the cake. All the speeches were very emotional. My mom did a speech from my dead father, which I didn't know was happening. And so everyone was sobbing. And I remember like she finished, and then like Davide gave an incredibly emotional speech because like his mother was dying of cancer and like my dad had just died, and it was like just heavy. And so when he finished, like he thought everyone was going to clap, and everybody kind of looked up with like tears streaming down their chin. And I was like, oh my God, like we're supposed to like go party now. And everyone was like exhausted. And so we moved while we were doing speeches, they moved the tables over in the back where the dinner was. And then we had dancing there. So there was like kind of these like cute little shifts that felt like you weren't in one place for too long that kept it like a little bit exciting. And then it was just a full extension of like what our life is. And that felt really nice. And like all the lemons on our table were from my brother's tree. We just did things that were like really personal. But that doesn't mean that it's superior to anybody else's wedding or anything. That's just what we were able to do at the time. I would do some things differently. What would I do differently? I would do like the decor differently now. For sure. And I would, yeah. And I would want people to party more. I'd figure out a way to make it more of a party, I guess. With signature offerings that help you move, eat, and sleep well, Westin Hotels make travel an opportunity to enhance
all your well-being while you're away. Because, like, obviously we all love to travel if we can, but it's also kind of like annoying getting off your routine. And maybe sometimes you don't sleep your best or eat your best. And that's why Westin is here for you. Because at Westin, you can work out how you want with a variety of fitness options. First of all, they have the Westin Workout Fitness Studios, which are fabulous and equipped with state-of-the-art equipment. You can go on a group run led by Westin's Run Concierge, which is amazing. It'll show you the beautiful little local hikes and runs around the hotel. And you can do your own thing in your guest room with the Westin's Gear Lending Program. How cool is that? They bring up fabulous gear, like they have Bala bands. It's so amazing. Plus, you can eat well with Westin's Eat Well menu. The Westin chefs have crafted dishes for your well-being in mind, so you can choose what's right for you based on portion size, nutritional balance, and then you can recharge your body and mind with restorative sleep. Did you know that Westin makes their own beds, and they're called the Heavenly Bed, and you can buy them for your own home because people are so in love with these beds that they're now available for purchase. They are cozy and fabulous. You're going to get a great night's sleep and you can wind down naturally with their Sleep Well Lavender Balm, which eases tension and soothes the senses. Westin Hotels are also part of Marriott Bonvoy, which is an extraordinary portfolio of hotels and award-winning travel programs. At Westin, you can move well, eat well, and sleep well on the go. Find wellness at Westin. Support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane. Perfect timing, honestly, because I'm dripping in Jenny Kane during the summer, and my house is filled with Jenny Kane furniture. Jenny Kane is a California brand through and through. Their summer staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before because it's minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. They have flowy dresses and lightweight cotton cardigans, and they have lots of beautiful versions of all your everyday basics, not to mention the most incredible home essentials too. Jenny Kane is here to help you live your best summer yet. You are getting exceptional, exceptional items when you shop at Jenny Kane and in any season. But this one especially, their dresses are an it item. I'm obsessed with the cove dress and the road dress for summer occasions. The new day dress is so easy to throw on. I get compliments anytime I wear a Jenny Kane dress. And they really just get me every year with their sweaters. They're so good. Jenny Kane is known for their super luxe cashmere sweaters, but trust me, because the cotton is also fabulous. The Chloe cardigan is my new favorite for beach days, and the cotton fisherman sweater is a bestseller every year. It's so good. My mom won't keep stealing that one from me. I'm also obviously obsessed with all their home goods. My home is filled with their couches. Their home collection is just stunning. They have timeless furniture pieces. They have cozy throws. They have perfectly curated decor. It's like very modern, chic, and simple, but also super cozy. It's like very hard to do both of those things. And that's what Jenny Kane, I think, does really well. They also just have fabulous candles. Find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off their first order when you use code BEST15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennykane.com, promo code BEST15. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. If you had a son, would he have a kitchen as a present? Oh, yeah. We have a kitchen. We have a little play kitchen set up in our kitchen. And I did that knowing that it would be in our kitchen for a really long time. And that if we had a son, it would also be his. My friend has two sons and they have a play kitchen and they're obsessed with it. Why would I? Yeah. Yeah. My kids are allowed to play with whatever they want. I do lean into her being a girl because I just did. And her room is like a pink explosion and she loves it. But if she ever came to me and said, I don't want it, we would change it. And my mom did the same thing with me. That when that room was my room, there was wallpaper with pink bows all over it and like pink taffeta everywhere. And then when I got older and like turned into a tomboy, like that room was completely different. Like I painted it blue and wanted, and yeah, she will be allowed to make her decisions when she is capable enough to have them. How do you and Davide split house work? He would tell you that he cleans up after me a lot. But then I also think that like his areas that he's responsible for are really chaotic. But to him, there's like a method to the chaos. And so, yeah, but like if I look at like his little zone, which I'm looking at right now, there's like
a bunch of shit over it. There's like an old helmet and a book and a this and a that. But like to him, that's like he knows where everything is and it's in one area. But, you know, he'll find my like shoes in the living room and that will annoy him, which I get. But I'm also like, you know, he has like a store and in an office at his store that he goes to. I don't know. I mean, we like, you know, he does his laundry on Mondays. That's like really therapeutic for him. He has his, like, if there's any dishes in the sink, he'll do them right away. Even if I like had just set them down. We're pretty like, we have like a nice like flow for sure. There is like a, like he's downstairs, like he's cleaning up the garage. It's a lot of constant communication. Like he's at the store right now getting tomatoes for like a Baroncini display for tomorrow and it's 10:15. And he's been working all day and then like did his meditation for him is like working on stuff in the garage and he did that. And then I was like, okay, now that you've been doing your thing, like, you know, we need to do X, Y, and Z and I need you to, it's like a lot of that. And I try to keep it as clean as possible because I know it's important. How do you juggle work with Carmela in general? Carmela is like, although she's with the nanny all day long, she's also with me in here all day long. So I see her and then I have like my little routine things that I do with her. You know, the nanny leaves before dinner and bath. Like the nanny leaves at 5. Carmela eats at 5 and then she's bath. So I have the whole, you know, I like obviously see her in the morning and have breakfast with her unless I go work out. Then my mom or Davide have breakfast with her. And then she's just like usually ripping. She starts school. So I'm not going to really talk about her school or what it is or what's happening there, I think. But, you know, she's going to be have her little morning where she's out of the house for 3 hours a day. And then Saturdays, Davide works. So I'm alone with her all day on Saturdays. And that's like, we have our cute day, just her and I. And then on Sundays, we do stuff as a family. So, you know, I'm able to like work from home. And so I'm able to see her kind of like all day while I'm working. And then we obviously do like lots of fun stuff with her. I also have to have, you know, a little bit of like, not a boundary, but like if I'm having on Zoom calls or recording or doing tons of stuff, I go upstairs, I close the door and like, I know that she's downstairs being taken care of. But it does get hard. I think making sure that I'm always doing dinner with her and then bath time. And then she goes to bed by 7. So then if I need to do more work, I'll do it after that. But like dinner is like a non-negotiable. Like we have dinner with her or we take her out to dinner. And I like doing that too. Olive oil facts. Oh, I love that. Some olive oil facts. Olive oil is not like wine. You want to have it as close to the harvest as possible. The bottle of the olive oil should say the harvest date on it. You want to know where your olive oil was made and where it was imported from. It should say the country of origin. If it's a bunch of mixed olive oils, that oftentimes means that it's of a lesser quality. You want your olive oil to come in a glass or a tin because plastics leak into the olive oil. That also protects them from the heat. You want to make sure that your olive oil is not next to the stove all the time because constant exposure to heat will make it go bad quicker. The little tingle in olive oil is the polyphenols. So our antioxidants, they're incredibly good for you. You want to make sure always that your olive oil is cold pressed and not chemically pressed. That's also a thing. Obviously, you want to make sure that your olive oil is organic. What else? It's really good for you. You should buy Baroncini olive oil. We're coming out with smaller tins that are going to be like $48. So hopefully it'll be more accessible, more affordable, and easier for everyone to get. American capitalism, life versus European joie de vivre. I'm an idiot that I don't know how to pronounce that word in French. I don't know, man. I try not. How many people have immigrated here from Europe to start a life for themselves? You know, it depends on your personality and what kind of life you want. We know people and are related to people who make in a month what we make in a day, and that's, they don't want it anymore. And that's a very healthy, normal thing. And that's a lot of people on this planet. And if I, it would be nice to be raised. People are always good. There's not like one thing better than America is a capitalist country. Like we have to just, that's like what makes this place. And we can complain about it because that's like the essence of this country. And is it gross? For sure. But have you ever seen more entrepreneurs in your life? No. If you ask the average kid what they want to fucking do, they're going to tell you that they want to have their own company or they want to be an influencer. That's like, especially in Italy, this is what those kids are telling their parents they want to do. They don't want to take over the family businesses, you know? Is that a good thing? Yes and no. It's everything is like, you just have to find a balance and be thankful for what you're given. And if it doesn't work for you and it makes you unhappy and that's not the life that you want to have, then isn't it wonderful that you have the option to go somewhere else? You know, I don't know. I think it's like, I think it's good to try to find some sort of balance. Know that there's not going to be any, listen, we know that there isn't going to be an amount of money that's going to make anybody really happy, right? We know people who are wealthy and fucking miserable. And it's the goal in life is to just wake up every day happy and to be grateful and to have gratitude and to have health and family and relationships. Like, you know, we've talked about it. We've had doctors and authors on this podcast that have said single-handedly, the one thing that we know that makes us happy, high-functioning people who live long, healthy lives is human connection. So I think it's so long as that's the basis of your life, regardless of whether you are in Europe and closer to a socialist political climate, or whether in America, you're not going to enjoy either one of those things unless you have that as a foundation, you know? So, you know, I think you just, if you're here, I think you be grateful for the opportunities that this country has allowed you, try to make it better as much as you can, and then try to be grateful for everything and keep your kids away from stupid shit. But like, you know, it's like Carmela's going to a school where she's not allowed to have princess dresses or any like characters on her clothes. Some people think that's weird. That wasn't my, I don't think she needs to have that in her day-to-day life. If she gets drawn to Moana or drawn to The Little Mermaid or drawn to Encanto, like, what am I going to not buy her? Like, would we not get her a lunchbox with Moana on it? Obviously I am, but she's not going to bring it to school. And I like that she doesn't have that at school. It's not something that I like sought out, but I like the philosophy behind it, which is that like the kids get to use their own imaginations and not take on, you know, perhaps there's a little kid wearing a Spider-Man shirt and then they're acting like Spider-Man and then the other kids want to wear a Spider-Man shirt and then the whole playtime becomes about Spider-Man, where it's encouraged for them to just be little individuals and not have things that are like distracting from them using their imaginations. I think that's fucking cool. Like, am I going to say that she had to go to school? They had that? No. Am I thankful that the school has it? Totally. You know, I think boundaries, as with everything, my people, boundaries. Okay. I'll answer one more. Okay. Last question. How to make new friends / people who are more aligned with who you are as an adult? Have you been in this situation? I guess. I mean, I think we all, I mean, listen, I'm lucky that I have a wonderful group of friends that I've known since like eighth grade. And I still see, you know, there's like girls that I went to elementary school with, and now that I'm back in Pasadena, I see around and stuff. And that's like so nice and yummy. And I also lived in New York for 10 years and was friends with a lot of different groups of people when I was in New York and, you know, lived downtown and was always ripping around. And now some of those people live here. And so I have like, you know, we have like such a wide range of friends, and we're so lucky to have that. And we've had a lot of new friends. And so I think like interesting things happen. Like, you know, people get married, and I was with a couple people a few months ago and I was like asking about one of their girlfriends, and they were like, yeah, like obviously we're still friends, but like we don't really talk to her all that much because we were really against the guy that she married. And I was like, damn, I didn't know that. And, you know, not just because randomly they didn't like this guy, but because there had been like instances and he didn't align with like their moral compass. And so, and fine. And so like that stage starts happening, you know, where like when people start picking their partners or finding their partners or not finding a partner, that's like really formative kind of like decade, which by the way, will never change because then people get divorced or, you know, God forbid something happens to somebody's partner. Like, you know, those are like big life changes. And so it's a very interesting thing that's specific to individual friendships as to like how your friendship either like expands or contracts during those big shifts in people's lives. Right. And then like, I think ultimately you kind of like also then call in new friends and hopefully those new friends can just like integrate with your old friends really well, which is what we try to do as much as possible. Like my friend Alana had a girls' night at her house a couple of weeks ago and I was like, oh yeah, like let's do, I was, and she was like, you do the next one and we'll kind of like pass it around. And I was like, man, it's so great because like, you know, one of my best girlfriends, Sarah, that I grew up with who lives in Pasadena, like she's friends with introduced me to these other girls who have a fashion brand and like recently moved to Pasadena. And so I've gotten close with them because they have kids around Carmela's age and they also have a clothing brand. And so like I met them and just like, they're funny. We have the same kind of lifestyle. We like love, you know, it's like I hang out with them and it's like, I've known them my whole life. And there's such a wide range of topics we can discuss because we have similar careers and kids the same age. And then I also have some other, like, so I love that like they're new friends that are friends with someone that I grew up with. And then I want to introduce them to like other girls that I'm really like, I just am like, the more that we can all just like meet each other and hang out is so great and like so exciting. And then you see like other little friendships budding within like women who, you know, I think like it's good to call in new friendships. And I see this happening for Davide a lot because like guys go into the store and they all, you know, Davide will be like, oh, so-and-so came in today and like, man, I love him. Or like, you know, even his friend Kenny who like started coming to the store, Davide would be like, oh yeah, Kenny's here and like whatever. And then like all of a sudden, like now then they're going out to dinner and then I hear them on the phone and I'm like, oh my God, that's so cute. Like that friendship has expanded so much and is like expanding Davide's brain in such a way that's so healthy and lovely. So like friendships are just always going to be fluid and they're going to shift and they're going to change. And sometimes they're going to need like a break from those friendships, you know? And that's like totally okay. And like, by the way, if that happens to you and it's giving you anxiety, you should know that like this happens constantly. Like I'm constantly talking to girlfriends who are telling me that they've recently had a falling out or have just grown apart from friends or are taking like a little bit of a break or having to set boundary with friends. And like you talk to that person and I'm sure they've been like, anytime I have like a long catch up with a girlfriend, she's telling me about another situation with a friend that's happening just because life is not like it's constant shit talking, but you know, it's like, I'll be like, oh, so you're like, yeah, then, you know, maybe I'm taking a little break from that. So don't ever get like anxiety over those things happening. Like obviously if it keeps happening, you need to take a moment to be like, I'm clearly the common denominator here. And like, I've had that happen recently where like, you know, like I accidentally like very much like hurt my friend's feelings. She sent me like a long text about it. And I wasn't defensive. I was like, man, if I'm on the receiving end of a text message like this, like I should absolutely apologize and acknowledge and take accountability. And I gave her a couple days of space because I wanted to be like respectful and not do that thing where like when you think someone doesn't like you, you panic and then you take up their space by constantly, you know, trying to settle things to make things cool so you can feel good about yourself. Like, no, I had to like sit with the uncomfortability of it for a few days. And it allowed me to really think about the mistakes that I've made in our friendship. And then when we ended up having lunch, I was able to like hold her hand and be like, I'm sorry. And by the way, I thought about it and your reaction to certain things is this, and that actually really triggers this reaction in me, which is the opposite of what you want. And the way I think that I'm helping you in your friendship, I actually think might be condescending sometimes. And so please let me know like how I can help you as a friend and like a mom and a person and da, da, da. And we ended up just having like the best lunch where we were both able to also say like what's really going on with us and how that manifested into this situation. And that was like so nice. And I cried and left that lunch with my friendship feeling invigorated. And, you know, it's a friendship I've had for like 15 years. And so sometimes like you just have to have moments, and it's okay to take space. It's okay to make new friends. It's okay to, you know, take space for yourself and say you don't need a lot of people around you. So all of these things are good and they're healthy and it's going to happen. You know, like my mom is still going through stuff with her friends, or, you know, maybe one of my mom's friends will feel like she wasn't invited to things, or my mom feels left out of certain stuff. And that's just human beings, really. We're all just doing our best. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Again, if you're still listening, you like the podcast, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a review. Thank you guys. Love you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Pia Barangini. And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao.
Note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.